We continue the Shir Sichai Sanan, Sayings of the Beit Hazal. We are on Sif Kuf Lamed Vav, paragraph 136. We continue the Shiurim that relate to the Tedas and the Kutei Maran. Teda Kuf Ayin Beis, chapter 172 of the Kutei Maran. The Beit Hazal speaks there about the topic of items that affect the person. Shortages that a person suffers, as for example, a shortage in parnasa, in earning. Person doesn't have a job, chas v'sholom, his business is not doing too well, or a person's health is chas v'sholom failings, or he doesn't have children, but he does have children and has no nachas from them, chas v'sholom. In other words, what is missing, obviously, is one word, shefa. The blessings from heaven, which always come down, somehow are not reaching him. What is the reason for this shortage of shefa? What is the obstacle that blocks this shefa from making contact with him? This Rabbein Hazal reveals in the Kutei Maran. Rabbein Hazal says the fault lies with the person himself. Because, fact, the shefa is the ray, the light that comes from Hashem. This is a ray that is constant. The light of Hashem is always shining. In that light, there is shefa of every kind. There is health, there is wealth, there is nachas, there is all as good. Now, this is a ray of light. What item is it that blocks a ray of light? Something that causes a shadow. If something blocks light, you notice that a shadow is caused by it. So what is that which causes a shadow? Something tangible, something materialistic. A solid, concrete item in front of light causes a shadow. Now, to say tangible, materialistic, that means that the person himself is more materialistic than spiritual. He is concerned more with his body, with material, monetary items, but he is concerned with his soul, and therefore he becomes entirely a solid, concrete item. A solid material item. This causes a shadow which blocks the light, which is the shefa, the blessing of Hashem. Now, what generally causes a shadow, as we said, is something solid. Place a solid before something which is spiritual. A light, a ray of light, is not something tangible. You cannot touch it. For example, too, the rays of the sun, the brightness, the sunlight. If you place a board or a stick in front of that sun, you'll notice a shadow because there is something material, solid, blocking the spiritual light of the sun. Now, the sun itself could also cause a block. There also be an obstacle formed in the way of something much higher. The sun could blot out the heaven. Heaven is higher than the sun. And so on, still further up. The higher you go, whatever is higher is more spiritual, whatever is lower is more material, more physical. Now, it means then that what causes the shefa, the light of Hashem, to be blocked, to be closed off? The person himself. The person himself is that thick. He's that materialistic that he causes a shadow which blocks this light of Hashem from reaching him. What is the solution? How do you remove this shadow? How do you remove this obstacle when the obstacle is the person himself? The answer is, the Beit Hazal says there, the person should be mevatel himself. He should make himself non-existent, nullify his own existence, make himself completely non-existent, ayin to nothing. When that person is non-existent, nothing will block the rays of Hashem and the Shefa. So this is the Eitzah. Non-existent means that a person should consider himself nothing, completely devoid of any value, which means complete humbleness. This is what the Menadol says there. Here in the Sifas, Menadol adds, he says to clarify further, Menadol explained that which is orally, that which is not mentioned openly in the Kutei Maran, this is added here. And it'll explain what is meant by a person nullifying himself, making himself null and void, How does a person make himself disappear? We're speaking about the physical part of a person. Spiritual, of course, remains. How does the physical part of a person disappear when you have a whole body, complete body of 248 organs, and a body consists of, is comprised of, completely physical components? How do you remove these physical components? Then, as I'll explain, this means that a person should nullify, make void, every type of physical desire, every type of physical characteristic that is bad, that is evil, that is against the neshama, against anything holy, and do this bit by bit. For example, a person has an evil taiva, a desire, whether the desire is for something illegal, women, has to show a desire for money, desire for money for the sake of money itself, which means something physical. Person who overcomes this desire, removes it, then he becomes much purer. Purity means he has removed the physical part of him, the evil physical part, and now he has become spiritual, become like a tzaddik, like an angel. More so, the Bein Hillel says, when a person removes the midas, the midah means character. For example, a person who possesses jealousy. You can't feel jealousy. Person possesses gaiva, conceit. A person possesses kas, temper, a heated temper. These items are not tangible, but they can fill a person completely. They are not tangible, yet they are the most physical things out. Proof, there is no jealousy, there is no anger, there is no haughtiness in heaven. This is the reason why the Torah was given to the Jews on earth. Because the mitzvah of removing these things cannot be applied to angels. But these items, these bad midas, make a person physically thick. It thickens a person. There is no spiritual part in the person. There's nothing pure there. A person's whole being is filled with this characteristic of jealousy or anger, temper that burns within him. That burning temper removes. Remember we had, the Tehillim of Be'el says, a toraf nafshei. The anger can actually rip apart the person's soul, meaning it removes the spiritual. In its place, there is only the physical, which creates solid wall between the self and the Shefa of Hashem. When a person wants to be sure receiving the Shefa, he should make a void, remove these items of the physical, the evil items. Bein Hillel continues in that Teda that, for example, Tedef Nafshai, what is the result of anger? Result is that if there is any shefa of money that is due to come down to this person, even though it was fated, he should earn a certain amount of money. On that day he's about to earn it, that blessing is about to come. Bein Hillel says there is placed before him the test, temptation of kas, and the person, even sometimes knowing that this kas could destroy his chances for the earnings, would, out of lack of self-control, lose his temper and thereby lose this shefa. This refers to all the midas rois, all evil characteristics, where because of kas, a person can lose his monetary gains, can lose shefa of livelihood. Because of gaiva, a person could lose more. A person could lose his health, chas v'sholom. A person could actually lose his children. A person could cause illness to children because of these evil characteristics. And why? There is no sickness or loss of money coming down from heaven. There is only good. Only good emanates from heaven. Hashem sends down a ray of goodness. If that ray is blocked and that goodness is missing, in its place, of course, when the goodness is gone, there is only suffering. So all the suffering that comes to a person is only due to his own actions. Because he has thickened himself, made himself materialistic, this has made him lose out on the shefa from heaven. Thereby, he has lost all the good and suffers the yisudim, the suffering, the anguish that comes because of this shortage. It is very noteworthy to point out, question could be raised, note there are the shoyim, very evil people walking the streets who are so vicious and so cruel and so evil, they have no good midas, They have no good characteristics, no sense of religion, and yet they are so successful in business, they're so successful in crime. How come they're so wealthy and very healthy too? The answer is that these are Isha Shomu Lebola Varosai. King Solomon the Wise says there is a double kind of patience on the part of Hashem. Hashem has patience, unusual patience. Patience when we see that a tzaddik suffers at the hands of a rasha, and we ask, how does Hashem tolerate this? Why doesn't Hashem strike down this rasha? The answer is Hashem has patience. Tzaddik's goodness, the tzaddik's reward, will wait. Hashem wants to give this tzaddik the reward in Olam Haba, eternal reward. Hashem will wait to give it to him then, though the tzaddik could use it now, but Hashem knows better. Second kind of patience is with a rasha. Rasha was very evil. Hashem says, I'll wait with his punishment. Rather than strike him dead now, let him continue with his evil. But no, there is a day of reckoning. And when that day of reckoning comes, Chas HaShalom, then there is no mercy. Hashem pays then. But patience is on this earth. While a person is alive, Hashem has patience with a rasha for two reasons. One, he is that bad that Hashem says, I will wait to punish him there where the punishment is real. Secondly, sometimes Hashem says, I will wait because I have patience rather than punish him and destroy him. I will give him another chance. He is still alive. He may yet do tshuva. He may yet repent, but may become a great tzaddik. Why destroy a potential great tzaddik? Of course, though Hashem knows the future, this is not our affair. Hashem knows whether the person will repent or not. This is a cheshbon in heaven. We cannot delve into the depth of the reckoning in heaven. These are the reasons why we might see exceptional cases. Cases where tzaddik v'daloi, tzaddik who is suffering, though he is good, though he has avoided all his characteristics that were evil, tzaddik who has no evil within him, he is kind and benevolent and soft-spoken, and wouldn't hurt anyone, will extend himself to the utmost, and yet he is suffering. Where is his wealth? Where's that ray of sunshine? Where's the ray of shefa? And then we see an usher who is so evil, he's complete feck boor, and yet he has so much wealth and so much goodness come to him. The reason is because of the patience of Hashem, and secondly, because as the Zayin HaKadosh says, because of the fact that we cannot judge people today. This was mentioned many times, but Isaiah HaKadosh itself repeats it so many times, so we are permitted to repeat it too. The secret that is left unanswered in the Gemara. The Gemara itself says that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the entire Torah, and one thing was missing, the last degree of wisdom that he begged Hashem to reveal to him, 50th degree. The Gemara says, what was this last degree of wisdom? What was missing? What was so high and so deep that they should have pleaded for this last drop? Last drop was that one question. Hashem, why is it that a tzaddik suffers on this world and a rasha enjoys this world? Even though we may see that a tzaddik is perfect, complete tzaddik. You can't say it because of the fact that the sins he has are being paid for in this life. He doesn't have any sins, yet he's suffering. How come that a rasha who never did a mitzvah in his life is still enjoying good life? You can't say because his mitzvahs are being repaid here, and he'll suffer and get hanum there. He never did a mitzvah in his life, and yet he has a very happy and successful life. This was the question asked by Moshe Rabbeinu. This answer is not revealed in the Gemara. Zayin HaKadosh comes forth with this answer, of course, together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Shimon Yochai is all together. Moshe Rabbeinu come forward with the answer. True answer is the one that answers completely, satisfactorily, this outstanding question. The answer is that we cannot see, we means the ordinary mortal cannot see through a person. You look at a person, with your eyes you see a tzaddik. With your eyes you see a perfect tzaddik. You see this person is so pure and so innocent, and you've watched him and witnessed his actions from the time of his birth until the last day of his life.
And there are people who've been with him constantly and will testify, will vow, will swear, this person was a pure and perfect tzaddik. They will see others who are complete in the show. They will swear that this person never did a mitzvah in his lifetime. He lived a life of sheer evil, malicious, vicious type of evil to his fellow man and to Hashem. Yet, how come? Because what you see is not the truth. You think you see a complete tzaddik. You think you see a complete rasha. That is not so. You're looking at a person with an age that you know up to a certain limit. You're looking at a person who is 20 years old or 50 years old or 70 years old. Your eyes, that's his age, and that is not true. That's the age that you see. Actually, this person is a Gilgal. The person you're looking at is not living here for the first time. He has been in this world before more than once. Therefore, his true age could be 500 years. He lived here 10 times before, or 1,000 years. That's how he is judged in heaven. True that during this lifetime, this person was a perfect tzaddik. For these 70 years he was here, he never did one thing wrong in his life. How come that he doesn't have this ray of shefa, blessings of Hashem? Because he is now paying not for the sins of this lifetime, but for the sins of the past life or lives previously. Therefore, this perfect tzaddik is not really a perfect tzaddik if you take him in the true perspective of his full lifetime of 500 or 1,000 years. He's continuing the payment, the punishment for his sins of earlier years. The Russia that you see enjoying life, complete Russia, in the past Gilgulim did certain mitzvahs, which he's being paid off now. This is the pure, clear answer to this question, and not revealed until you come to the Zohar Kodesh itself. But it is so clear that it completely removes this most complex, most perplexing question of all times. And so we're speaking now about the average, the majority, most cases, normal cases, Rabbein Adol says that a person who wants Shefa, that he's sure of getting it, sure meaning a vast majority of cases, if he removes himself physically, it leaves only the spiritual, removes the evil within himself, which is physical, then he will find that he does not create a shadow or an obstacle, or receive the full blessings from heaven, to enjoy a life of happiness, physically and spiritually.